Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. It is 4:14 Central Standard Time in the Deep South, Jackson, Mississippi. It's cooling off a little, you guys and ladies. It's cooling off. You know, it's cooling off, and I was surprised to see the little sprinkle last night also. But I thank you for joining in on the fun here on Culture Shock Entertainment Report. As you see, I'm solo because Linda's not with me. I have the show scheduled out throughout Friday. So if I can, if we can't do 4 o'clock on Friday, I will do my best to schedule it for Friday night. But if you go to the show schedule, and I'm going to stick to the schedule, you all. It's scheduled up until Friday, and so I will make more dates available for you to view and topics that many of you do suggest on the website right here at BTR. Big shout out to the owners and management of BTR, fellow podcasters. Big shout out to Pastor Dunn, Jr., CEO, and his winning team, and all those that tune in and support Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Those that have been rocking and rolling with me and my fund, legion of fun former guest co-hosts and special guest host, Sean Alexander Hamilton, if you all remember, he actually filled in for me for like 6 months back when COVID first hit us. I didn't have COVID, but I was having technical problems broadcasting. So he handled it because he happened to be one of the administrators also for the private James Franco group that I formed back in 2017. But looking forward to him coming back to update us on what he's doing. Again, he and his sons have written a book. He's done a lot of projects related to authoring and related to other things also, but we'll let him do that. And if any of the former guests that are listening, hey, you're welcome to come back and share your new music, share your new projects, let us know what's going on with you. Let's have a reunion. We have less than 4 months before the end of the year. Can you all believe it? This is the fourth quarter. This is the fourth quarter, and it is almost 2024. So let's make it happen. Whatever we have said we were going to make happen at the beginning of the year, individually and collectively, let's make it happen. Number one, bringing more love. And, you know, I know most of us want to bring more love. Remember, this is Thing for Tuesday, and that's what we're talking about today, are the different forms of love. So chime in and talk about love, you know, love, agape love, romantic love, true love, love. That happened to be P. Diddy's name too, right? Love. So who else is excited about P. Diddy's new album dropping on September the 15th? I'm super excited, and I seen on his Instagram this morning he will be performing at the VMAs. So That is super exciting. So big shout out to Love. We can't wait to get this Love, because we definitely need some hype music, some good music, some good vibe music, some love music. We need this. We need this new project. And shout out to other artists. Come on, drop us some love, some positivity. But again, thank you for tuning in. Those of you here in the Jackson metropolitan area and Big D, around America and around the world, thank you for the global love. You know, like Salt Bae often say, don't be local, be global. So let's just share our global love. Let's share our love globally on this day, Tuesday, September the 5th. Right. Oh, well, it's the 6th some places, right, wherever you are in the world. So it's evening where I am. Happy good night if you're getting ready to go to bed. Good morning if you're waking up. If it's in the middle of the night and you're like, hey, let's listen to the Custom Shark Entertainment Report, big shout-out to you. I really appreciate you. Like I was about to say, if you've been tuned in since March 2011 and new, I love you and I appreciate you so much for your love and support. Listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports and also supporting the podcast, the extension of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports that I have had before on Springer. And I will do it because, you know, Springer and Block Talk are together. But newly on Spotify, which can be heard also on iHeartRadio, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports exclusive. But I really thank you all for your love and for your support. If it's your birthday, happy birthday. I'm keeping the birthday song on, so I can always wish listeners a happy birthday. Our top listeners, listening countries and all countries, thank you for your support and your listenership. And that would be Turkey, Finland, Canada, Brazil, China, Romania. Just a big shout out, UK, Nigeria, big shout out to every small town, big city, medium-sized city like Jackson, Mississippi, islands, villages, those that are in the galaxy, working at space stations and all of that. Big shout out to you. Thank you again for your love and thank you for your support. And yeah, happy birthday. If it's your birthday.
It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's a great day.
I can hold a note. There wasn't a fluke last time. So I need to bring back Talent Tuesday, don't I? Yeah. So, because we all have hidden talents, don't we? Don't we? Email address, KULTRESHOKENT_BET@yahoo.com. 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 That's the email address. Also, Cash App, those that like to send financial support so we can continue to redevelop the podcast and upgrade it and, you know, do some really hype things. Cash App, $ BETHBTRUKULTRESHOK. That's $. BETHBTRUKULTRESHOK. BETHBTRUKULTRESHOK. So it's Thankful Tuesday, and I am thankful for you all, the listening audience. I'm thankful for my prayer partners near and far. I'm thankful for Church I'm a member of, Cathedral AME Zion. I have not resumed in-person attendance, but I will resume and also start attending my prayer partners' churches also. But a big shout out to the Bishop of Zion. We're preparing for a conference in October. That's Pastor Gary Adams Sr. and his First Lady, Mrs. Denise Adams. Big shout out to my prayer partners. And Prophet is on live right now. Prophet Anthony Friday Sr. and his awesome First Lady. Yes, the blessed anointed couple, Mrs. Emma Friday. They celebrated their 34th anniversary on Saturday. A big shout out to missionary Jacqueline Bolden. She and her husband, she oversees the prayer line in the morning time. Prophet Anthony Friday Sr. and his First Lady, they host a conference call. And everybody's welcome to call around the world. And miracles do happen when you tap into this conference call, morning and afternoon. He's on Facebook Live right now. You tap in now. But miracles do happen. All glory to God. All glory to God for all of us in our prayers. God gets all the glory, right? Regardless of what your religious faith is, God get all the glory. God, Allah, Jehovah, he gets all the glory. Yes, Lord, in the name of, yes, in the name of Jesus. So big shout out to them. A big shout out to all individuals and ministries that I do connect with and pray and we support and send positive energy to. Big shout out, I already mentioned it, to my BTR cohort, Pastor Don CEO. You all heard live on air him praying with us and praying for all of us that listen to his media network, my media network, and personally for me. I have been dealing with a situation, and I have a testimony, you all. God answered prayers. And so I thank God for answered prayers. That's what I'm thankful for. And I thank him for answering your prayers. Thank him in advance for more answered prayers and favor. So God answers the prayer, you all. Yes. Yes, hallelujah. So all glory to God. All glory to God. Use me, God. Use all of us, God, and strengthen us, God. And thank you for forgiving all of us, because none of us are perfect. So I just wanted to share what I'm thankful for, and I'm thankful for God's answered prayers in my life, because I was dealing with some challenges, multiple challenges all at once, very serious challenges. And I'm still, you know, we all dealing with challenges. We look, they're like weeds. When one plucks up, another pluck comes up. So that's why it's important for all of us to stay prayed up. But I am thankful. I am grateful for the prayer warriors that pray for me. And I am so happy that God answered those prayers. So thank you, listeners, for your prayers and your positive vibes. And let's, whatever you're going through, do not give up. That's what my late mom, and late mom loved you all. You all know that. She was like the co-producer of this podcast. We had thousands of listeners when my mom was my co-producer. So mama always said, never give up. You and your friends, never give up. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, if you're a billionaire or you're one of my homeless friends, everybody's going through something. Never give up. Never give up. Stay strong. You're a student, you're a parent, you're a single person, or you're a person that just can't get their love life right like myself. You know, never give up. Stay strong. It's hard. Yeah, I'm talking to myself, too. Never give up. Let's not give up on our dreams, our ambitions. Sometimes I think, oh, my God, I'm too old. I'm 55. But I feel like my 55 was the new 18. So never give up. As long as we got breath in our bodies, we can do it. So let's never give up. Also, a big shout-out to the Avon community. Big shout-out to my No Labels family. Also, big shout-out to our leaders, the City of Jackson Mayor, and Chakwe Ansar Lumumba. Big shout-out to him and our City Hall. Big shout-out to our governor, Kate Reed. You know, Woo! And we've had a lot of losses, you all, too, you know, in the music industry, film, and sports. So, you know, we'll talk about that also. Well, as a matter of fact, let's take a moment of silence because a lot of us are taking losses personally, and also we've lost some of our favorite entertainers in recent weeks, and just like yesterday, lost like 3 or 4, sadly, over the weekend. So, and then, oh my God, what happened at the Burning Man Festival? Prayers, sending out love and prayers, definitely, to those that are still trying to make way, waiting for the ground to dry. I cannot believe, that is so unbelievable that happened, a downpour, what happened at the Burning Man Festival. Woo, that is wild. So definitely sending out love. But it's been a lot going on, but this is, you know, talking about the different forms of love, and let's see how much more time. I only have about 15 more minutes. So let's take a moment of silence for the loss of Jimmy Buffett, the loss of Steve Harwell, the lead singer Smash Mouth. Another entertainer passed away. And also I was just watching Inside Edition and seeing where one of the Dukes of Hazzard boys lost, John Snyder lost his wife. So sad. So let's take a moment of silence, those of us that are dealing with grief personally and also the loss of our my favorite celebrity. God bless. Thank you, Peaks to Be. Move along. It's a traveling song. It is a traveling song. So there's different ways that we can approach talking about different types of love. We can, you know, approach it from the psychological way. We can talk about it from the biblical way. Please feel free to call in and talk about the topic on hand. We have about 12 more minutes with live streaming, and then the calls won't be able to come in. So this has been a topic that I've loved to research since a little girl, ever since I, you know, was introduced I guess to love. I guess the first love, we love our family and our parents. And, you know, like I mentioned, there's the psychological way, and then there's the biblical way. So I'm just going to go through. I found a fun article to talk about, and it's from University of Utah. And they're, because we can go, you know, deep with the psychological. Matter of fact, this will be a two-part series talking about love, because we can go personal and have like a panel too, and we go in depth, you know, talking about it from different perspectives. But I will play this, and this is from the Valentine season from the University of Health. And it's all about thinking about how we use the word love in our life. You love your significant other, you love your children, you love your friends, you love your siblings in different ways. And currently Parker Jones, MD, talks about the research behind these types of affection and why our loved ones make us crazy in good ways and bad ways. So I just wanted to kick off the discussion because I love psychology. And but, you know, instead of going at it from the psychological point of view, and then also we could talk strictly about agape love, you know. But I'm going to play this audio from this report.
Some of us use a lot. I love that color on you. I just love pizza. Oh, I love you. You are those grandchildren. Some of us never feel comfortable using the word out loud. Philosophers, theologians, and now neuroscientists and clinicians think a lot about love. We use this word for so many emotions. Maybe we, as we approach Valentine's Day, we should think a little bit about the different kinds of love. Some good for you and good for your health, and some maybe not so much. The Western tradition from the Greeks distinguishes four types of love and has a Greek word for all of them. There are many sources that define many other kinds of love, but four is a pretty manageable number. Number one, eros. We might as well get that one out of the way first. Eros is erotic or sexual or passionate love. It's often all about need, and it's more about the person who is feeling sexually attractive than it is about the person who is the focus of that one. Or thing that is the focus of that love. It is addicting. It can cause great joy and great sorrow, and it isn't always good. More hearts are broken on Valentine's Day due to the unfulfillment of erotic love. Number two, philia. Philia is the love of friends and of equals. It can be the love between lovers when they've been together for a long time and are not so hot and bothered anymore. It's also called brotherly love, as in the city of Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. Of course, it could be sisterly love. And it's the accepting love of good friendship. This is the love that's good for your health. The touch of a loved one, the philia touch, lowers blood pressure. People in loving relationships, philia love, have fewer doctor visits, shorter hospital stays, have less pain, and have more positive emotions. All of these positive consequences of philia love, loving friendships, make us more resilient when hard times come. Number three, storge. This kind of love is what mothers know best, but isn't talked about too much when we talk about love. It is the love of parents for children. It is described as the most natural of loves, natural in that it's present without coercion. It's emotive because we can't help ourselves. And it pays the least attention as to whether the person is worthy of love. It's often able to transcend behaviors that wouldn't be tolerated in filial love. For example, women continue to love their children despite truly awful behaviors. Behaviors that they wouldn't tolerate in their girlfriends or their spouses. It seems to come unbidden with the care of a newborn, and it grows to allow us to love our children despite their behaviors. Thank goodness for that. In many ways, it's probably a genetically programmed and hardwired love compared to the affectionate love of philia, which is not maybe so hardwired. And number four, agape. This is the love of mankind. The love modeled on the love of the Christian God for man and the love of man for God. It's the love that is given whether or not it's returned. It's the love without any self-benefit. In the Buddhist tradition, it is the central foundation of loving kindness for all mankind. This kind of love is important in the process of forgiveness. And forgiveness is important to your health, because the inability to forgive is associated with anger and a number of health outcomes that aren't very good. It is a love that sets a very high bar, but it may be at the foundation for happiness and contentment. So, if you are planning something for Valentine's Day for the focus of your erotic love, I hope you get it. The good news for your budget is that humans can usually only have erotic love for one person at a time. So it means one card. Good for you. If you're planning cards for your philia loves, I hope that you have quite a few and they make you smile and that you get a bunch back. If you're planning cards for your storge loves, you're probably just planning on some heart-shaped cookies for your kids. If you're planning cards for your agape loves, good luck on that one. You will break the budget and the postal service to send a card to all mankind. But we can take a little moment on Valentine's Day to send out a little thought message of love and peace to the world. And I have a question about medical procedures.
Ooh. I love that. That was pretty cool. And never mind that that was a story from February, because love is every day, not just due to a holiday, even though I love Valentine's Day, but I also love love. And so we should focus on love every day, 24/7, because as we focus on love, it will definitely win against all of this hate that we are experiencing in the world. And speaking of world, remember tomorrow is World Wednesday, and so we will definitely be talking about COVID updates. That's the show is entitled COVID updates. So we will be talking about COVID updates and the surges that are happening, and also good news stories. We will talk about hot topics, but focus on COVID updates and good news stories that are happening around the world, because it's World Wednesday here in America and around the world. And I am just so happy for your worldwide support. Also, for your global support, it's just a great thing. So we have a few more minutes for broadcasting here, and I might have an extra 10 minutes. Looking in the chat room, because oftentimes fellow podcasters are in the chat room chatting with me, and I haven't had an opportunity to chat. So just looking in the chat room, saying hello in the chat room to anyone that might be in there. Accidentally said help instead of hello. But seriously, hello. Again, thank you also for reaching out throughout social media. Thank you. Your emails are welcome. And thank you for your Cash App. Also, thank you for interacting. Some of you call me on social media. Also, call the show when we're on live and chat in the chat room. Create a listener profile, so you can chat in the chat room and not just chat with me, but interact with the entire BTR community. Definitely. So, do that. But thank you for interacting on Facebook. Bethany Williams, Beth Avon Lady Page, Culture Shock Entertainment Report, Also, thank you for interacting on Culture Shock Entertainment Report page. Thank you. I know it's been a week, haven't it? And I'm so excited to be back with you all. And like I said, shows are scheduled, so they will be consistent. And I know many of you were praying for me and praying that my challenges would be defeated. And so thank you for the prayers, because they work. So let's all just keep praying for our daily lives, favor every day, miracles every day. Pray for one another. Yes. That's how we beat hate, right? Yeah. So thank you for reaching out. I have a new Twitter account. I know. How many Twitter accounts will I get? For some reason, I get locked out on my Twitter accounts. So my Twitter account happens to be my first and my middle name. My middle name, people rarely call me by my middle name, and I love my middle name. My late Uncle Ben, Aunt Mildred's husband, he was the only uncle, only person. My mother sometimes would say Colette, Bethany Colette. But Bethany Colette, at Bethany Colette, that's my new Twitter. You all follow me on Twitter. Thank you for following me on TikTok. Also, I have two active accounts on TikTok. Thank you. And I have new merchandise, because one of my accounts is for my African import business. And so I have new merchandise I'll be putting up on that page, Image Mechanism. Also, I'm Bethany Williams _ Be True on TikTok. I'm Bethany Williams _ Be True on Instagram. And thank you all, those of you that are members of my channel. I created a Culture Shock Entertainment media channel on Instagram. So thank you all. I have 15, 16 members. So thank you all, those of you that are members of my channel. I've been joining new channels also of those that I interact with. So I like the channels. It's pretty cool. I do need to start doing more lives on all my platforms. So I appreciate those of you that, you know, that interact with me, and those of you that accept me, you know, checking out your TikToks and your Instagrams, lives. And I do have a YouTube also. I need to get more active on my YouTube. So definitely going to do that. Big shout out to Elena Cardone and Grant Cardone. Also, I had such a fun time in his 10X business workshop this morning. So big shout out. And something that he's always stressed, you know, just you got to just dive in and we got to dive in and do our social media, do our videos, and do them with intention also. So, you know, and so was in his 10X business workshop this morning, and 7 o'clock would be with attending his wife, Elena Cardone's monthly call. And she's always inviting me to these calls, and I attended the first one last month, and it was just beautiful. And so tonight, and I learned so much, and tonight, I can't wait to meet them in person, attend one of their retreats and their events. But tonight would be the elite ladies call, so I'm looking forward to that call at 7. But I do have another Zoom meeting before that, so I must not forget after we finish the podcast. But that's something that we're going to talk about on next Monday. And so I'm not just talking about what I'm saying. Time management. Mindful Monday, next Monday, we will discuss mindfully handling time. Some of us are good at it. Some of us, 24 hours. We wish we had more hours, right? So everybody has the same amount of hours a day. Some, you know, can ace it. Some of us, like, whoa, what happened? And some of us just don't care. Some of us, like, time? But time doesn't wait for anyone. That saying, time waits for no one. Time does not wait for anyone. So it's very important for us to be mindful of how we manage our time, also, and being consistent and disciplined in doing so. So that will be on next Monday. We're going to talk about that. And so So we're talking about the different types of love. Next Tuesday will be a continuation of discussing love and going in depth. I think we need more than 2 weeks to this week and next week. So we're gonna dig deep. Let's have fun. Let's have panel discussions, and you all call in, and let's do this and talk about love, because we definitely need more love, right? Every form that exists, even if we need to create new forms of love, we need love. Love does it. If you notice, and I'm just thinking, a lot of problems can be solved personally, professionally, with just a little bit more love and grace and decency. Beth is all good too. Yeah, I've always been a deep person, so I'm just releasing what I always have had, and you know, re-releasing the true version of me. Because ever since I was a child, I love to think deep, talk deep, and we definitely need to talk deep about love. We definitely need to talk deep about love and about life, surviving and thriving in life. You agree, right? I see some. I'm feeling some of you saying, "Yeah, right. Yeah, you're right." So, you know, let's do this. Let's talk on lives more, because I will be popping up doing lives. Won't be self conscious and all that good stuff. Email me. Email us. Talk, Cousin Linda, you know, she'll be with us soon. And a big shout out to the winners of the runoffs here in Mississippi. Tomorrow I'll update you all on who won runoffs and special elections and all that good stuff. I'll let you all know who's the winners and who's still not conceding and all of that good stuff here in the city of Jackson, Mississippi. And some awesome things are happening all around the world. So, like I said, tomorrow will be World Wednesday. We'll update on COVID because we want to focus on good news and definitely being careful of not continuing to slow the spread of COVID. We want to be mindful of how we deal and carry ourselves. I have neighborhood friend and her daughter that's been sick with COVID. I have loved ones and friends who I have spouses that's been sick with COVID, and I've had social media friends who've been sick with COVID. And so I took a test Saturday morning overnight, negative. I have yet had it, and I pray not to ever get it. I don't even want a cold or anything this season. So I need to get my flu and pneumonia shots and all that. And eat healthy, right? We need to continue to eat healthy. So we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff, health and fitness, and all of that. So you all don't hesitate to suggest topics and things that we need to talk about, like ASAP. Do not hesitate. You are the co-producers of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And I look forward also to interacting with you more on social media also. And thank you, those of you that reach out and like to let me know what's going on in your part of the world, your part of America, your part of Mississippi and Texas, Minnesota, all. Just thank you. Oh, and my late sister's birthday was on Friday, September the 1st. Well, as I'm talking about anniversaries and birthdays, Mrs. Diane Williams Ellis, my late brother-in-law, Tommy Ellis, his wife, my eldest sister. You know, it's five of us, and I'm the baby. And, you know, three of us living. My late sister and my late brother, Christopher, who's 9 years older than me, they passed away in the 80s. My late brother, who's 9 years older than me, he passed away in 83, Memorial Day weekend. You know, my brother-in-law, he passed Memorial Day last weekend. I mean, last year. My older sister, Beverly, you know, she hates Memorial Day weekend because she feels like awful things happen on Memorial Day weekend for us. But my late sister's birthday was on Friday, so send up heavenly birthday wishes. And also my late cousin, Dee Dee's birthday was on yesterday. And so sending out heavenly birthday wishes to my late sister and to one of my younger cousins who is in heaven too. And her daughters have really grown up to be beautiful young ladies. And a big shout out to my cousin, Sheila, is her daughter. Also, so Demetrius, Dee Dee, you know, I call my, you know, my niece Dee Dee, and that was my cousin's nickname, Dee Dee, also. So if you all remember, those of you longtime listeners know I always love to do a segment sometimes getting to know me. So I guess that was like a getting to know me segment of me giving you all like a rundown of my siblings and sending out heavenly birthday wishes also. To my late sister and to my late cousin, Dee Dee. But the time is running out. Thank you all. Create your listener profile so you can interact here on BTR. Email us at CultureShock, KULTRESHOKENT_BET@yahoo.com. And Cash App at BETHBTRUKULTRESHOK. 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 Big shout out to T-Mobile. Hope you become a sponsor, T-Mobile. Thank you so much for your love and your support. I love my internet service. I love my phone service. Thank you so much, and you have courteous staff and management. Thank you. And anybody that will, those of you that would love to be sponsors, you know, talk to me. We'd love for you to be a sponsor of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And those you artists that would like to do a drop, celebrities, like or just listeners who like to do a drop. That, you know, just like a 30 to 60 second shout out. I mean, just my listeners around the world. If you would like to do a drop, please send me a drop. Send me some great music also. Those of you that would love to be future guests, you know, go ahead and let me know so we can schedule your show for you. Because I am working on the scheduling. I'm going to go ahead and fill up September. Schedule so you all can see, and you know, let's talk and we can work on a schedule. And those of you that have been on the show, come back and let us know what's going on and what project that you are working on. So this has been a blast commentary style because I am a hopeful romantic. I don't like to say hopeless romantic. I'm a hopeful romantic, and also I love to spread those different forms of love that we focus on today. You know, agape love, filial love, ooh, eros love. I love. I've always have. So thank you all for the love. I can feel the vibes. No joke. I am not being theatrical. No joke. I can feel the vibes, and I know you all can feel my love vibes. So thank you for your love and your support. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Thank you, Charisma Z, my longtime social media Facebook friend, whose music is still the theme. He's coming on the show, you guys. You know he's in Istanbul, Turkey also. And he has this amazing music. And he's like a one-person band, but he would love to work with other artists. He would love to work with other artists. That's something he expressed to me. And so when he comes on, music lovers and artists, do not hesitate to reach out and contact him and talk with us. Okay? Okay. Well, it's been a blast. I am really appreciative of your love and your support. You're just so amazing. And there are a lot of celebrity news. So tomorrow, we doing World Wednesday. You know, we should we'll make time in Hot Topics to talk about as much good news as we can in the Hot Topics department also. So again, it's been amazing. I love you all. I appreciate your support here in America and globally. I really do. I really do. So let's just never give up, you all. That's what I have to say. Never give up. Whatever is challenging, happening to you, meeting deadlines, want to win your game. Big shout out to the NFL. You know, college football have kicked off. Now it's time for the NFL. Are you ready for some football? I sure am. So NFL regular season kicks off this Thursday. I'm getting chills. Chills are going down my spine. Anybody knows me? No, I love sports. So, and many of my favorite athletes have listened to the podcast from beginning. They supported me when I was always blogging also and blogging. You all remember that? Lives on blogging. But I am so excited. I'm excited for you student athletes, and I'm excited for the professionals and fans like myself. We are excited. So, you know, thank you again. You've been listening to Cut the Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Thank you for reaching out.